Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 91. Currently, it's 72. Clear skies at Wyandotte Lake.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Spinach Day?
Ooh, I love spinach. Big fan of spinach. Definitely cooked or raw, I can do it all.
Yeah, spinach is pretty cool. I ain't mad at it.
Oh, yeah. We're feeling good on this Throwback Thursday, D.
I know we got special guests that'll be in the building with us later, right?
Yes, we do. We talking to our young kids, man. The Talk KC, it's a barbershop talk series that helps out our young youth here in the town, D.
I love that. And then, of course, your TMG goes down into 23s. Tiny speaks on being attacked on her looks by 50 Cent. And we got a couple other things that'll be in the headline that might shock you.
Uh-oh. Well, it's Throwback Thursday here on Hustle and Shine. I got to go back to 04, back to my more scandalous days. Let's get it with Tip. 2004, let's go. Hustle and Shine, what you know about it, D? Come on.
Hey, shawty, I was feeling for you.
Hey, what you thinking to me? Hey, come on.
Hey, let's get a room. Shawty, we can freak some if you're down.
What you would do?
Hey, daddy, I was feeling for you.
Well, bet they be like, I know we tired of the nightlife. He want a wifey.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Don't let excuses get in your way. Don't let excuses steal your opportunities. Excuses accomplish nothing. The time and effort spent in concocting and explaining excuses is time you could be using to move forward. Yes, you have challenges. You face obstacles that continue to arise. But rather than turning them into excuses, transform them into sources of determination and inspiration. Working to get beyond a problem is a whole lot more effective than complaining about it. Leaning into a challenge provides a far greater return than using it as a basis for giving up. Decide what you intend to do, then commit yourself to making it happen in spite of whatever resistance you encounter. You can realistically choose to be energized by the difficulties rather than demoralized. Resist the temptation to traffic in useless excuses. You have great work to do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's 6:23 on your time. It's a high of 89. Currently, it is 71 at the KC Moe City Hall. L.A. Russell, we mentioned him once or twice before on the show. He was the L.A. rapper that mentioned... I had some comments about Lil Wayne and was like, well, Lil Wayne ain't really talked about nothing meaningful, and I realized that when I got older. Well, now he's in more hot water. He had a song titled Heaven Sent, and in that song, he talked about Trump and Epstein, but it was kind of referring to them as Heaven Sent.
It's fake outrage. I can make whatever art comes to me. Anybody who makes music, you know, at a level where you really rapping about something, not just bull, but rapping about life. And as an artist, it's our job to put art out into the world, however that may come. I don't have to change my art because it makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
Y'all didn't put a battery in that man back about Lil Wayne. Y'all should have stopped it then.
Yeah, I, you know, I need to know the context. I need to hear what he actually said about them, because what I'm trying to interpret from the outside looking in is everybody was made by God. Is that what he's trying to say? No?
I don't know.
Right.
You mean, it can be up for interpretation.
That's art.
Yeah. So, that is art. Now, Future, not Future Hendrix, but his son that they share with Sierra. Well, he spoke about his college tour experience that he spent with Russell Wilson.
He had fun. University of Texas, football and baseball. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so I had a really good time there. I'd really be happy going there in the future. But yeah, I really had a good time going there and going with my dad. Just a really good experience for me and him,
Man, look, it's possible to have multiple father figures and mother figures in your life. And y'all, look, this is no disrespect to Future, father Future, but clearly Russell Wilson is a prominent father in this boy's life. And so that's not to say that
he's starting to look like him.
Stop, don't do that. No, but seriously, like, if you this just shows, if you cultivate a kid, if you pour into him, if you motivate them, if you're with them, if you spend time with them, this is the result of it.
Yeah.
And so their big Future can still be in his life and come into his life.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping him from doing that. Mm-hmm. It's just that he's not in that space right now. He's
about 12 years old. So I mean,
he's on the way.
You know, his entire life has been Russell Wilson.
This should not be a weekly debate, y'all. The more father figures and more mother figures you have in your life,
that's
the bigger your village is. Yeah. It's a plus. It's a positive, y'all. Stop trying to be salacious with this situation, because it's happening in your own lives and with your own family, dog. Encourage these blended families, because that's where we are in a society. And the more love we have amongst each other, the better our communities will be.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103.
What a sick ass story this is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put out an early cuss word. That's in the Bible, though. But this is sick, though. The Platte County Prosecutor's Office is urging anyone who saw something unusual or believes they may have been a victim of being secretly recorded in an airport bathroom to come forward. So the prosecutor and Councilman Nathan Willett in the 1st District, they were at the prosecutor's office on Monday, and they spoke about this case against, and again, we need to say his name so we can shame this person, Tyrosi Ludwig. You're sick. Ludwig, a former employee of the Martin City Brewery at the Kansas City International Airport, was arrested and charged last week of invasion of privacy. So they said he obtained 66 videos of women he secretly recorded in an all-gender bathroom at the airport. And one victim told airport police that on March 9th, she saw a cell phone protruding underneath the stall divider. And Ludwig, he admitted to it, recording the victim during questioning by detectives. So it's like, it could be, I bet you it's more videos than that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if he sent this to people.
No idea what he did with it. I'm sure they're going to investigate that and figure it out. But now that, to me, that causing a question, who was your former employer? What were you doing at that place? Because we're just talking about the latest job he had. But if he does this, then I think they need to call into question every single job he's held.
It is some sick people out here, y'all. We have, like, protect your neck. And my Wu-Tang Clan boys on this Wu-Tang winning week on Hot 103 Jams.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
I love Don Tolliver.
I can't get G with it like that.
So you mean to tell me that Brian likes something new and D really,
I know, that's
feeling
crazy.
It?
I like new stuff. Not, I just don't like this.
Oh, but, just
I mean,
that,
it's a cool. It reminds me of the Travis Scott Astro
that's
World.
What I love.
I don't like.
I love
in the weekend too.
Astro World.
I never like that type of like what instrument is that? Like that. I don't like it.
We'll have to have a we'll have a discussion.
Give me
on
some
that
808s
later on.
And some claps and some. You that's what I want.
You want that classic, you know.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Wop.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. I like that too.
Yeah.
Maybe some of these artists will come to Rock Island Bridge, D. It's set to open on April 1st after years of delays. Now, this project is described as the world's first entertainment district on a bridge. It was first set to open in the summer of 23, but the project's opening was then pushed back to March 24 due to work due to raise the Rock Island Bridge. So the opening was later pushed back to spring 25, then summer 25, then fall 25.
Things have been just shifting.
So it's located in the Kansas City West Bottoms, and it seeks to reconnect Kansas Cityans with the area's once abandoned waterfront through river activities, eateries, and events. So
I'm excited for this.
I am. West Bottoms got some
nice spots over there.
Man, this is crazy because what the West Bottoms was and what it looked like 20, 30 years ago, it was a travesty. It just looked like what are we going down here for? It just
right.
An industry had passed, and it looked like the old days. Even back in the 90s or 2000s, it looked like the old days. Okay. But now, you know, with the renovations and all of the investments that have been poured into the West Bottoms, it's really going to add to Kansas City. And you connect the West Bottoms and that with the current that's going on the other side of downtown.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of stuff popping in that area.
It's crazy going down in Kansas City right now. But this is a good addition, though.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the cousins who's tapping into the app who tolerates Deanna singing. And all the cousins who's listening live on the stream, we love and appreciate you on the YouTube and Facebook at Hot 103 Jams. And, of course, if you're driving right now all around Kansas City, if you right there on Johnson Drive going on 35 in Kansas, you better chill out over there. You know they don't play. 35 over there and, you know, Liberty going up north. Y'all chill out over there too, man. But wherever you are, whatever you do, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We love and appreciate you for that because we know and realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins on the Facebook live stream. We are live in studio on Facebook. If you want to see us in live time, just go to the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Shout out to Stacey Davis. Said happy throwback Thursday, cousins. Tommy Henry Sr. sending us some love. And word on the street, it's his birthday. So happy birthday to Tommy. Shout out to Marcus Hearn. Always tapped in with us. He said, shout out to the morning team. What it do, Kansas City? Let's get it, kinfolk. No, that's right. Shout out to Bertha Gonzalez. She sent us some love to the Soto boys from Fort Osage High School. Grandma loves you, baby. Kiara Jenkins also in the comments. Hey, good morning to everyone. Almost the weekend. Yes, it is. Thank God for that. D. Matt Kerr said good morning, Hustle and Shine, and just chiming in on some of our comments that we've been having on the live stream. We had a whole deep conversation on there, too. So it's perks of tapping. No, it was good. It was a good conversation. It was a much-needed conversation. And just tap in with us on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page if you ever want to see us in studio and see what we actually got going on live in the flesh. And then on the Hustle and Shine text line, real quick. Shout out to Daniel Vett, Anthony Drone, Shane Blaze, Leslie Washington. Have a lovely day. And, of course, our cousin Rich Harris always chiming in. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you oh so much.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724 on your time. It's a high of 89. Currently, it is 69 sunny skies at the Wyandotte Lake. Tamika Tiny Harris has a candid conversation with Tamron Hall regarding her looks and how 50 Cent recently attacked her for.
I felt like it was, of course, uncalled for because, I mean, I feel like if you're a man and you're dealing with another man, you should keep the beef between you and that man. You know what I'm saying? And to bring me in it, it's like, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't as affected as my family was. Like, they really felt some kind of way.
Yeah, and I know Biggie has something to say about Escape, too, back in the day. So
yeah, he has some nerve. Is you serious right now, bro?
Don't do that.
Like,
you say something about somebody's family, dog. You just, you know. But her,
just
okay.
Imagine Biggie making it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Nah, but, man, 50 ain't going to keep it between He's gonna involve everybody around, everybody in your circumference. So I just think, like, if you know how a person operates, just prepare accordingly.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. That's annoying, but I get it. Like, just leave people alone. But people like 50 Cent, you go to hell, they go, even know where
to
you.
To the core, the earth's core.
Yes, they go further and further and further. And now, in other news, DC Nash had a recent interview where she sat down with everybody's favorite niece, Keke Palmer, and she was just reminding everybody to watch who you keep around.
Some people don't want to see you win, but they just want to be around to peep it. You got to watch the company you keep. You know what I mean? Because everybody in your life is not for you. Some people just come because they want to suck up your vibes and your energy. Some people come, you know, they beg so much, their hands look like cups when they come.
Oh, my God. Bruh. So, if you're around somebody and they ain't putting in no work, but they had all of the
benefits.
They trying to take advantage of all of that, but they ain't putting in no work, man. Get rid of them, dog.
Yeah.
Get up out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're providing of no use. You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like at all to help the team out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because it's all about a team at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What position are you playing to help the team out for the greater good?
Right.
See, so a lot of people frown at that because they have never sacrificed something that's bigger than themselves.
That's real. Yeah, and if you're talking about like teams and stuff, yeah, what we doing? You play your role and play your part and play it well.
And we can all win and everybody can eat.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
The one thing I love to do in Kansas City is try and pour back into our youngsters in Kansas City. They need it more than most, especially from my experience. And on May 16th, the Talk KC, they have this graduation ceremony that is going to be really important to the town. And to talk more about the Talk KC and everything that they got going on, I got my dog Tate Neal in the building. Good morning. How you feeling?
What's going on, Brian? I'm feeling good this morning. Also, I brought my director of Mentorship and Engagement here with me. I got Devontae Thomas. Up, Devontae.
Good morning, Devontae.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Now talk about the Talk KC and what you guys actually offer.
The Talk KC is a barbershop-based mentorship program based here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We bring these boys in one time a month, and we set these boys up. We call them nephews. Our youth participants call them nephews. We set them up with three mentors. So they get a big bro, they get an unk, and they get an OG.
Mm-hmm.
This big bro, this unk, and this OG are supposed to walk with them through life. So we do the program and curriculum throughout the program year, but it's really a family model. So the whole point is for us to just stay with them through life. Like, they stick out through the program. Mm-hmm. We focus on things like, you know, like identity, you know, peer pressure, mental health, financial literacy. We talk about those things throughout the program year. And we, in between the sessions, that's when they're meeting with their mentors. They're meeting with their big bros. They meet with the unks and their OGs. We also have a clinical director, Dr. Caleb Stevens. Shout out to Dr. Stevens, who is our clinical director.
Mm-hmm.
And he is there to step in case there's like a crisis. So let's say one of our boys has a parent that gets incarcerated, or, you know, cousin gets shot, which has happened. We've gone through that. We have a doctor on staff to step in to immediately remedy for crisis. And he's also built up a network of therapists and counselors to work with our program so we can always have consistent mental health support.
So if I'm a parent and I'm thinking about, like, my kid needs some guidance right now, I don't have any access to any, you know, male leaders, I have limited access, what will my son gain or nephew gain if I send him to this?
First step, I always want to direct people to go to our website, thetalkkc.org. As far as what they're going to gain, they're going to gain a network. They're going to immediately gain access to a network of Black male professionals and leaders in the community. So most of our big bros are teachers. Most of our unks, you know, we are business owners running things. And then like our OG, you know, that's like our elder in the program is, you know, a retired professional. Everybody's involved in the community. Everybody's doing something. So if it's your child and you're giving them to us for these 9 months, he's going to be getting several big brothers. Mm-hmm. He's going to be getting several unks.
It's like gaining a family.
He's gaining a family. It's gaining a family. So whenever they're going through something, we're going to be there. Whenever they graduation come up, we're going to be there. Whenever they got a sports game, we're going to try to be there. Our focus is on mentorship, literacy, and character development. So we always incorporate some type of literature into each program, which they really love.
That's necessary.
Obviously, having mentors, you know, being a young Black boy, I didn't have any mentors. I didn't get my mentors until I was older. So it's giving them access to mentorship, and then we're teaching them how to be mentors. And so that's we want to bring that leadership and turn that back around. So they're getting character development and mentorship more than anything, and family.
I understand that the graduation is going down May 16th.
Yeah, so our graduation is open. It's not open to the public. It's open to our supporters. So we definitely want to show y'all what we're doing. It's going to be a super good show. I don't want to have it too overbooked, but we are raising money for that graduation ceremony right now. It's it's going to be May 16th at Keystone Collab down on 18th Street. So if you want to come check us out and see what it is, you know, at least, you know, donate a dollar. Go to our website, you know, donate a dollar, 50 cent, whatever you can, and just come through. I also extended, like, as far as supporters might not be financial supporters. That may be people that just rock for us, that just...
Share out a flyer.
You know what I'm saying? Share a flyer. People that share our posts. Those are still supporters. And if y'all want to come out and see what we're doing and see, especially the people that gave money, come see where your dollars went. You know what I'm saying? Like come hear the testimonies. We might have a step show coming out.
That's what I was hearing.
We're going to have some food. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some food.
I need to learn how to cut. Y'all need to teach me how to cut, by the way. I want to learn how to do that, too.
Hey, look, every program session, our boys get a free haircut, a hot meal. Mm-hmm. And mentorship at every session, and in between the sessions, they get that. So it's really been powerful and impactful, man. These boys be having me choked up when they telling me.
TheTalkKC.org. Hit them up, fellas. Appreciate y'all coming on Hustle and Shining. Y'all have a good one. Be a blessing.
Appreciate you.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
Now, you know, we had our cousins here yesterday, and one of them said, they was like,
yeah, 50 cousins here yesterday.
But it was like, we did. It was like from the step up. It was like
step movement. Yeah.
It was like we here early. It's like, what time you get up? It's like 8:30.
Oh right.
Like, that's early. 8:30. I said what?
Yeah.
I was over here. I heard it. I said you heard that. What are you talking about?
8:30 would be cool. That'd be smooth.
8:30 would be 8:30 is sleeping in to me.
What time your alarm set off?
I ain't got no alarm now. I don't need it.
Oh, really?
I'm up at like now consistently 3:50, 4 o'clock. Okay.
Mine's at like 4:15.
Because I'm going to sleep at like 9 o'clock now. 9:30. Okay. If anybody knows Brian,
I ain't going to sleep that early.
Anybody know Brian? Y'all know I have never went to sleep like that.
That boy getting his rest.
I am. Like, it's a total game changer, y'all. Yeah,
I love that.
So is not eating French fries.
Oh, God. I saw this study, and I just had to share it with my cousins. A Harvard professor sparked discussion after suggesting that people should eat only about 6 French fries per serving. However, his main point wasn't to create the strict rule about fries. Instead, he was just highlighting how oversized portions of fried food have become the norm, which makes so much sense. Like, we go places and get the combo, and we think the combo is the serving size. And really, like, the combo is like,
it's like 3 times the serving size.
No, literally. And so, according to this Harvard professor, when large servings are standard, eating a small amount starts to feel unusual. The real health concern is the repeated consumption of large portions of fried potatoes over time, not simply having fries occasionally. Yeah. In his view, portion sizes strongly influence people's eating habits long before personal discipline comes into play. And I agree with that because I feel like I created, like, man, maybe in my childhood, my mom stopped kind of caring about what I didn't have to ask her what I needed to grab out the cabinet no more. She was like, girl, what you asking me for? And when she told me that, I was thinking, girl, you just started something that ain't going to stop.
Yeah. You know, we are both French fry lovers. I know I am. I love French fries.
What's your favorite type? Steak fry?
Absolutely
like a shoestring?
Not. Steak fries might be my least favorite.
Really?
Like curly fries, the seasoned fries, Cajun fries.
You
like
say
those types.
Y'all do not have no rallies here. That's so crazy for me to be like, you just
go to Popeyes. It's the same fry.
Different font.
Arby's curly fries. Yep. Those are good.
I've heard about I don't go to Arby's, but yes, I've heard about
McDonald's fries is the most basic overrated fry in the history of fries.
Wendy's is pretty good. That sea salt be smacking, but they be sometimes the places put too much salt on them. I ask for it. When I go to the window, I say no salt.
Yeah.
So I can put my own salt. But and I need them fresh.
Like that, but that professor was right though with the fried potatoes and stuff, man. That's why I've been trying to stay away from that stuff, dog, for real, because it can really like be a detriment to your heart health and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's you know, maybe the 6 fries is something that we all need to adapt though.
6 fries is crazy. You just might as well not eat them.
Well, if you want a little, you want a little taste. But I think the thing is, if you're gonna have like a little value meal or something, add in some vegetables with that to kind of like,
that's like
to
somebody fill you up. What is it? What is the McDonald's burger that they be selling all the time? Like the Big Mac? Yeah, the Big Mac. That's like you getting a whole Big Mac meal and then getting a Diet Coke.
Yeah, but get a salad and eat some fruit with
exactly,
that,
that's what I'm saying. Actually do something different.
Yeah. Bon appetit.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high of 90. Currently it is 68, sunny skies at Raytown South. DeBred is defending Brandy after Shine and Mace talked about dating the singer Brandy back in the day.
I just don't understand why he keep talking about it. Mm-hmm. Why is he saying that she lied on this and she lied on that? Like, what is the problem?
As a man,
I'm not used to men doing this. Like, and you is so pressed and it's getting on my nerves. Brandy don't deserve this. Whatever happened back in the day, who gives a damn? We don't.
Well, you know,
we don't.
Not only are we men, but you're older men, dog. Y'all 50s. Shine, you was, wasn't he the representative of Belize or something like that?
He was.
Like, why are y'all talking about this? This is what Dame Dash was talking about with Chatty Patties. This is what he was referring to. And I think that, like, with these podcasts and all this stuff going on and people talking out their necks on social media, dog, can we get back to being as men where men didn't do all of that crap? Like gossiping about what's going on in the city and about other women and exposing secrets and all this stuff, that's whack. And that ain't being a man.
Yeah, it's just not that serious. So I'm with you when you're right.
Crack is whack.
Hello. In other news, Big Lotto. What did she say on that song? Big Mama, no kids. I guess she's gonna have to change that line. Lotto is open up about her music, her pregnancy, and just being unbothered about chatter surrounding her relationship. We all have an idea of who that guy is. Well, she spoke to Paper Magazine, and she touched on her relationship, stating, quote, "I have nothing to prove to anyone. I have no rumor to clear up, and I've been with my man for years now, and it ain't going nowhere. To me, that's clearly a result of me moving and operating how I do," end quote.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Yeah, that is what it is.
You've been with your man for
years. Now, this is the
thing.
Stop lying. I'm going to just be honest with rumors and what people say online. People online, they've already said 21 Savage is our man. That's been proven several times, but that's the rumor. In addition to that, people were confused because 21 Savage, I believe, is legally married. Now, the speculation with him being legally married, because if y'all let Cardi do it, you got to let Lotto do it. When it comes to him being legally married, since he is from Great Britain, people said that his marriage was for that sake and not necessarily for him to have that visa or whatever. That's what the rumor is online. So that's why some people are not really tripping about it, because it's like he only married her years back because he needed citizenship. So there's that on that.
Sometimes to get away. All these rumors, I can't take it no more.
That's hey. The morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back celebrating Aries season, and we got TLC in Vogue tickets. You want that? We got that for you. Only on Kansas City's Double Up for Hip Hop, R&B, and Throwbacks.
Stop 103 Jam. Stop spreading the rumors.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those confident, selfless, and risk-taking Aries.
How you doing?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and record producer Eric Bellinger. A happy heavenly birthday to actor, you remember him as Raj on What's Happening. Happy birthday to Ernest Lee Thomas. A major happy heavenly birthday to legendary singer with the best fur coats you'll ever see. Happy heavenly birthday to Teddy Pendergrass. Last but not least, send us some major love to actress, singer, record producer, straight from the D, the lead singer of the Supremes, the Golden Globe Award winning actress. Happy birthday to Diana Ross.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Shell Garrett, Tori Lynn, and Sean Neely. Sending birthday love to Angelina Hazel and Brandon Fears. Plus, happy birthday, Nisi68, Onisha Marie, and everybody else born on March 26th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
LaShawna Williams, your favorite cousin.
Hey, cousin, what you doing?
Ray's about to sing this song, but he's tickets. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. LaShawna, what flavor air freshener you got?
It's Scooby Doo. I don't know what it smells like.
Okay, so it's one of them old regular, you know, air freshers they give you. It's probably just, you know, new car smell or something like that, or cherry. Cherry's a real popular one.
Something like that, but it's Scooby Doo.
Black ice in disguise. Mm-hmm. All right, cousin, those two tickets that you want, go ahead and finish them lyrics.
Don't go too fast.
Yours, if you want it tonight, I'll give you the red light special all through the night.
All night.
Baby, it's yours.
Hey! Okay. There we go, cousin.
Oh,
there you go.
You got that red light on deck?
All right.
Ah!
Oh, you feeling it, right?
Let me tell you, my husband lives here. Where he at?
Uh-oh. Shout him out.
Hi. Brandon Williams.
Hi.
Yesterday was our 15th wedding anniversary.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Congratulations to y'all.
Brandon, you better get the ginseng, my dog.
I get to get, cousin, you'll get those two tickets to CTOC, Salt and Pepper, in Vogue. Who will you be taking with you? Is it going to be hubby?
My husband.
As you should.
Yes.
Of course. Red lights all around. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine. Hot 103 Jams.